Chapter 2. Hermes and Apollo. Before the Great War with the Titans, humans had lived on Earth. This was the Golden Age, when the corn grew easily and the animals ate fruit or grass. The Golden Age came and went because no children were born, and the men and women did nothing but eat and drink and walk around the lovely garden of the world. Then came the Silver Age. Because of Kronos and the Titans, the humans of the Silver Age became terrible and bad, and they too were put in prison in Tartarus. But when the Great War was over and Zeus was king, he called for the good Titan Prometheus. "Go and make humans out of clay," he said to Prometheus. "Make them look like the gods, and then bring them to me. I will breathe life into them and make them live for a time like you and me. Then you will teach them how to build temples for us and how to pray to us, the gods. You can teach them all they need to know, but you must not give them fire, because that only belongs to the gods. After some time, these humans will die and go down to the place of my brother Hades, the god of death." So this is what Prometheus did. Zeus gave the clay humans life and then left Prometheus to teach them the things they needed to know. Zeus then went to the south of Greece with the lovely Maia, and they lived for some time in a cave on the beautiful Mount Selene. There, Maia gave birth to a wonderful child called Hermes. Zeus did not tell the other gods where he had gone, but Apollo found out in a strange way. Apollo owned a large number of strong and handsome cows. Helios, the god of the sun, looked after these cows because he could see everything that happened on Earth during the day. One morning, Helios sent a message to Apollo. All the cows had disappeared. The night before, they had been happily eating grass in the green valley, but now they were gone. Apollo was furious and went off across Greece to find them. In Arcadia, Apollo met a group of satyrs, wild people who lived in the forest. The satyrs were often stupid and liked to have fun, and their leader, Silenus, was fat and not clever at all.
"We'll find your cows," he said to Apollo. "We're always ready to help."
Apollo was happy and went on his way, and the satyrs started to look for his cows. After some time, they found some marks on the ground.
"Look, marks from the cows," Silenus cried. "And look at these marks here. A terrible creature has left these marks. The terrible creature that took the cows."
Silenus and the other satyrs started to feel afraid, but suddenly they heard some wonderful music coming out of a cave in the side of the hill. The marks from the cows stopped outside this cave too.
"The cows must be inside," the satyrs shouted angrily. "The cow thief will come out when he hears us, and he'll be so frightened he'll fall down as soon as he sees us."
Just then, the door of the cave opened, but the terrible creature that they were expecting to see did not come out. A beautiful mountain fairy came out instead.
"Wild creatures," she said in a sweet and gentle voice. "Why are you making such a loud and angry noise outside my cave?"
"Don't be angry, beautiful fairy," Silenus said gently. "We're not here to hurt you, but
What is that strange and wonderful music we can hear? Will you tell us what it is and who is making it?
That is better, the mountain fairy said. My name is Selene, and I am the nurse to a son of Zeus and Maia. His name is Hermes, and he is a wonderful and clever child. It is Hermes who is playing the beautiful music you can hear. He made a harp, and now he can make the most magical music.
And did he steal Apollo's cows and use their skin to make this harp? Silenus asked the fairy.
No, of course not. A baby that is less than a week old does not steal cows, Selene replied.
Meanwhile, Apollo was still out on the hills looking for his cows. He too came to some marks on the ground, and there he met an old man called Battus. Battus told Apollo that the night before he had seen something very strange. He had seen a small child taking a group of cows across the hills. Apollo thanked old Battus and followed the marks that the child and the cows had made on the ground. Very soon, he found the cows in a big cave on the side of a hill. At first, Apollo was delighted to see his cows, but then he noticed that two of them were not there. Apollo left the cows in the cave and followed more marks across the hill. After a short time, he came to the satyrs, who were talking to Hermes outside his cave.
King Apollo, Silenus cried excitedly, here is the thief who stole your cows. He says he is the son of Zeus, but he is also a thief. Look! He has a piece of cow skin in his hand.
Apollo did not want any trouble, so he quickly thanked Silenus and his satyrs. He gave them a reward for finding his cows and sent them on their way.
Where are the two missing cows?
He said to the boy angrily.
Tell me now, or I will send you to Tartarus, even if you are the son of Zeus.
Brother Apollo, answered Hermes softly, why are you so angry with me, and why have you come here looking for your cows? I am just a baby and do not even know what a cow looks like. I promise that none of your cows are in this cave, and I have not seen the thief who took them.
But Apollo did not believe the child.
After this, your name will be Prince of Thieves, he said to Hermes. We must go to Zeus and see what he says about all this.
As he said this, Apollo tried to take hold of the child, but Hermes quickly started to play his wonderful music. As he listened to the magical music, Apollo forgot his anger and stopped thinking about his cows. All he could think about was making this beautiful music himself.
If you give me your harp and promise not to steal from me again, I will make you the messenger of the gods, he said.
As Apollo was speaking, Zeus came to the cave on the hill and heard everything that he said.
Yes, cried Zeus in his voice of thunder. Make the promise, son Hermes, and give the harp to Apollo. Then he will be the god of music and sweet songs, and you will be our messenger.
So Apollo took the harp and went on his way. Hermes stayed in his cave for a short time, but he grew very quickly and was soon ready to find a wife. In a valley near his cave, Hermes met the fairy Dryope, and as soon as he saw her, he fell in love with her.
The problem was that Dryope was shy and only wanted to marry a shepherd. But remember that Hermes was clever. He went away, dressed as a shepherd, and came back with a large group of sheep, which he had stolen as easily as the cows. After some time, Dryope and Hermes were married, and they lived happily together in Arcadia. All went well for Dryope and Hermes until they had a baby. Dryope took one look at her baby and ran away, screaming and crying. The child looked like a goat and had a little beard on his chin. He was a noisy and happy baby, though, and Hermes loved him very much. Hermes called his baby Pan, and when he grew older, it was Pan's job to look after the cows and the sheep and all the wild things.